The Rob Anybody and Dawn Show. That's anybody, as in, can anybody actually stand this show? And now back to Rad Radio.
I got an email here, rad@radradio.com, going through all the big entertainment stories from the weekend. Carl wrote in.
Hey, Carl.
He says, hey, Rob, one thing you didn't address about one of those emailers was the possibility of the Tom Brady roast rejuvenating the whole roast idea and people not being afraid to be anti-woke. What do you think? I think there's potential for it. I think if you're going to get away with it, that platform, Netflix kind of thing, Tom Brady as the headliner works. And look, I love people being unafraid to tell jokes again that will trigger everyone else. But Netflix has become the home for this. This isn't new for Netflix. Yeah. They told their staff, if you don't like Chappelle, then walk away. You don't have to be part of our team. We're going to stand. And they've iron spined on this so far, and hopefully they'll stay there. Whether or not the roast thing can come back, I don't know if there's enough roastable people
right
out there. And I don't know. My fear is always it's going to become what it became on Comedy Central. It's the same. It's like every reality show, every Q-list celebrity. Mm-hmm. No, look, I can't see enough Nikki Glaser, but Nikki Glaser and Jeff Ross, and then insert names here.
Yeah.
And then the problem is they always do like they did last night. They bring people that are specific to who's being roasted, and they're all terrible.
Not funny.
Other than Peyton Manning. Drew Bledsoe did good, too. But
you know
everybody else, football-related, Belichick. He was fine. Yeah. I have no problem with Belichick's performance.
So what about your thoughts on Tony Hinchcliffe, the guy from Kill Tony?
Good. He did good.
He killed him.
He was another one. He was up there. But again, that's not necessarily right related to Brady.
He's just good at jokes.
Drew Bledsoe, I was so nervous when he first got up there. I was like, oh God, this poor guy.
Yeah, he did great.
Oh no, this is going to be terrible. And it's like, oh my gosh, he was good. But you bring up Chappelle. And I don't remember exactly how Brady got the joke out, but he was like basically telling Kevin Hart, you're my second choice. Yeah. I was really trying to get Chappelle.
By the way, we're talking about Unfrosted as well, the Seinfeld show, and the fact that people are actually having to be told, no, this isn't the true story of how Pop-Tarts were created. In fact, multiple outlets. And Seinfeld's been saying that in his interviews. Like, don't think this is real. It's not real. They're clinging to things that are real. They're putting out here's things that are somewhat close. Like, it is true what Dawn said. Yes, that broad that was running Post, not only did she build or create Mar-a-Lago or whatever the hell it is, but she was really obsessed with Russia and the Soviet Union at the time. She didn't have Khrushchev on speed dial like they made it seem in the movie. Kyle asked about the Pop-Tarts selling out, as I guessed. Yes, they sold out, but not in 60 seconds, not even in 60 minutes, not even in a day. But they didn't have enough to keep them shelved, to the point where Kellogg's had to issue a public apology.
Wow. Yeah, I had no idea all the misleading facts that were happening. I was really excited to find out the dumpster kids were a real thing, too.
Yeah,
the dumpster kids didn't help create this.
No. Yeah. Kellogg's
kids were good.
Another quick fact. Kellogg's did find out about post-breakfast pastry early, but not with spies. They just
oh,
they're
boo.
Very boring. Yeah. Yeah.
Did they actually name it Country Squares?
No.
Their version.
It was confused for a while with Andy Warhol, who was big at the time with pop art, but Andy Warhol did not shoot Jerry Seinfeld's character on stage as he did in the movie.
Let me be more clear. Yeah. Did Post actually have a rival one that they named Country Squares?
No, okay. and again,
none of that.
Walter Cronkite had nothing to do with any of this at all.
Well, he was not happy in his marriage.
But it really was in Battle Creek, Michigan. That's about it.
I missed it, but did Post Malone make an appearance?
Not hip enough. The movie. We got a pair of tickets for you to see George Lopez at Hard Rock Live Sacramento on Saturday night, September 21st. Everybody that wins is qualified to be bumped up to the front row. We'll do that drawing on Friday. Morning, Lisa, your caller 18.
Morning, Red.
Morning.
You will guess first. If you know the song title, you'll win. If not, we'll go to Alan.
Hello.
Hello.
And Hugo, your caller 20.
Hola.
Hola.
I'm Francis from Mexico.
We are looking for a 1993 rock song. She took me home to meet her mommy. I mean, the guitar riff almost gives away the artist, and there's a connection to the tickets you're trying to win. What is the title of this 1993 rock song? She took me home to meet her mommy. Lisa, do you know?
I have no clue.
Oh, man. Alan, Kevin, how about you?
Mr. Jones.
What?
Hugo.
Lowrider.
You lose.
Oh, what? Lowrider because George Lopez is Mexican.
Oh, come on. That's just low hanging fruit.
Well, it's also the intro for his TV show, too.
Come on. So the artist, which you can almost tell from the riff, is George Thorogood.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
One of his big hits, Get a Haircut.
She was my number one fan. She took me home to meet her mommy and dad. They took one look at me and said, oh my God, get a haircut and get a real job.
Remember this one, Don?
I know.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Yeah.
Okay.
When I think of George Thorogood, I think of Bad to the Bone and then Get a Haircut.
Right.
Not one whiskey, one bourbon,
right,
one beer.
No.
You're
get a haircut.
Next chance to win is the pressure cooker coming up at 9 a.m. All right, one more entertainment news note from the weekend. Again, there was so much going on. We haven't even touched on the fact, just in general, that the Kentucky Derby was Saturday. There was so much you could have. By the way, 2 hours from now, we'll be doing the Mixed Pick Sports Show, as we do every morning at 10 a.m. Steve Mickelson and I going over the big news in sports. It's on Rad TV, members.radradio.com. You can listen on the Rad Radio app in Sacramento. It's on 104.7 FM and 890 AM. And if you are listening to the Mixed Pick Sports Show on Friday, the winner of the Kentucky Derby was predicted by yours truly.
Oh,
thank you.
And I don't know anything about horse racing.
Hey, see, there it is. You don't have to know.
We have audible proof that I predicted it.
Rob Stadamus.
Yeah.
We will go over that. We'll go over on the Mixed Pick Sports Show. The closest we'll ever get to having Dawn care about the Mixed Pick Sports Show.
Ooh, wow.
Which she's still shocked anybody wants to listen to.
Yes. I'm not shocked that it's popular because people like sports, but that people actually want to listen to sports that much.
We will discuss the possibility of J.J. Watt returning.
What?
Whoa, J.J. Hot.
Oh, my God.
To the
yes!
NFL.
Did you hear that? She's not surprised that it's popular because of sports.
Right. Not me,
because
not Steve.
It's hosted by you, Rob, and Steve Mickelson.
Yeah. You know what? That's actually what I meant. Them. Yeah. Their personalities
Thank you,
and
Don.
Stuff.
Not the sexy football player.
We'll go over the NHL, NBA playoffs, and more. That's on the Mixed Pick Sports Show. But we won't go over this because really people don't care about boxing. This is how bad boxing. Okay, back it up, Rob.
Beep, beep.
You go back. Not even a lifetime, 4 decades-ish, mid to late 80s. Boxing was still the most popular spectator sport in America, which is so hard for people under the age of 40 to even wrap their head around. And I always look at them and kind of turn my head sideways. I go, why, when UFC and MMA is so popular? We just segue to a different form of brutality, hand-on-hand kind of
Jeez,
thing.
Yeah.
But anyways, yes, boxing was once great. And just to give you an indication, the only thing that everybody's talking about in terms of boxing is what, 59-year-old or 57-year-old Mike Tyson, who's going to fight this summer against what's his name?
Logan Paul.
Logan
is it
Paul.
Another, yeah. Is he old?
Logan Paul's a youngster.
No. Yeah, so as we get close to July, we'll talk more. But that's the only thing going on in the boxing world. Betting had no interest in this fight. If you watch the video, there's nobody in the stands, but there was a fight over the weekend. It was the undisputed middleweight title bout between two of Mexico's finest. This is all important to the story. We're not going to talk boxing here. Canelo Alvarez, who did win. He dominated Jaime Munguia, and it's in Vegas. Hello. Mm-hmm. It's on Cinco de Mayo Eve, and so they did a very Vegas thing that went viral where they had a mariachi band play the national anthem.
Nice. I love mariachi.
Me too.
And this blew up Twitter X, as it will, and on both sides. You listen. I'm not even going to tell you what I think of it. Here, just go ahead and listen as they did the national anthem. Start slow.
That's mariachi.
Start slow.
Yes, I know that. But there we go.
I play just like that.
Thank you. So well received by the drunken crowd in Vegas. Again, not a very big crowd. But social media was split. I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was good. I thought also, wow, how amazing. I don't know anything about the guys that are in the mariachi band, but how amazing that either Mexicans, Hispanics, Mexican-Americans, whatever, want to get up there and perform this song, perform the national anthem of the United States. I'm wrong. Obviously, it was blasphemy and heresy to have a bunch of, quote, Mexicans doing our national anthem.
Aw. Okay, what?
Other comments that caught my eye were things like, you would never see Lee Greenwood travel to Mexico to sing their national anthem. Somehow there's a correlation.
By the
way, if you liked, just so you know, because I do this research so that I can get cancer from reading the comments, if you liked that version of the national anthem, you are a woke, libturd, Biden, open border, pro climate change guy.
Well, that's me. Okay. Well,
Me too. If you don't like it, you're a hardcore right wing Trumpster, tiki torch racist who wants to bomb everyone, and you love Russia. Just so you're aware that social media has decided.
I don't even. Yes, I do. That is such a racist comment about Lee Greenwood traveling to Mexico because they're insinuating that these folks are not citizens of America. Mexicans, Hispanic, I mean, whatever, you know, where I grew up, and this was, I lived in a ton of Hispanic neighborhoods, but they all would say we're Mexican. We're not from Spain. They were very clear on that. But, we're all kinds and we're all nationalities, so that's what doesn't make sense to me. You're assuming someone's citizenship just because of the music they're playing, but they could very well be born and bred in America because, yes, it would make no sense as to why Lee Greenwood was asked, and he's like, hey, you know what? That's cool. Thank you so much. I would love the experience.
Yeah.
But they're equating it as if these are folks that came over here from Mexico that did our national anthem, but they could also be citizens, which that's also fine. And listen, I'm sorry, I can't be objective. I love mariachi bands. Like, I love them. I get disappointed when I go to a Mexican restaurant and there is not the mariachi band there. Like, I love them being there live. I love hearing it. So I'm just not going to be objective. I enjoyed it because it's mariachi.
If anything, everybody in the United States should be like happy that they did it this way. I mean, it shows that the Mexican culture loves our country to a sense where they were going to play a mariachi song to the national anthem. They took the time and effort to incorporate it that way. It shows respect and a little bit of talent.
This reminds me of what Don has said about hockey games up in Canada, where they will perform the national anthem, American national anthem.
Well, here in America, right? When we perform it, the Canadians,
they're the ones who are singing it.
They're standing up singing. I'm like, God, that's beautiful. I don't know your national anthem as they played theirs. Like,
we can all embrace each other's nationalities, right?
But you, yes, to Kyle's point, all of that stands. Also, with a side note, they're expressing maybe how they feel about it as Mexican Americans, right? Why is it that we're thinking they're from Mexico and they came here to do this? I don't understand.
Because we have to be upset about everything.
Oh, my God. Everything.
Which, by the way, a couple of clarifications. Emails RAD@radradio.com. So I don't remember the exact question, and maybe I misheard it or misresponded to it. Yes, country squares were a real thing. They weren't real in the way they were portrayed in the Unfrosted movie, but they were a real thing. They sold horribly. That's why Pop-Tarts or Post got out of the business, and they brought them back with Toast-em-up Pops or whatever, and Post just lost. They just lost.
They were saying, like, no kid wants to be called a square, and you didn't then, so that's why they
didn't square.
Sell.
Yeah, you're a square. You're a square. See, back to Brandon's point about it being old-timey. Yeah, what's wrong with you, square?
Too hip to be square.
Robert wrote in. Again, we're just clarifying various things here. Rob being Mexican, I think he's talking about himself.
Okay.
And a boxing fan. Nobody in the stands? Canelo was a big draw in boxing. The arena was sold out. Clarification, was not sold out. It was packed. Eventually, you'll notice during the video of the national anthem even, that there people are still piling in. This is right before the fight. It was filled with casino comps. We have the actual numbers. It was not in any way sold out. But whatever you have to tell yourself, cool. I'm fine with that. I don't have time for this. I really don't.
To me, was this even... If I have to find something offensive about any of that, not the
about
part.
We're back to the national anthem now, not whether it's sold out.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. Yeah. I'm offended if it was sold out or not. I understand when any national anthem hits a high note, the crowd starts going crazy and toward the end, right? But I'm sorry, the topic for me on social media would have been, shut up. The national anthem is playing. Why was it so noisy in that crowd?
It's Vegas. They're hammered. And thank God it was so noisy with appreciation.
But I would have liked that to be the argument as opposed to we actually made it a racist argument.
Hello there. Yeah, I know, which is shocking in America today. I'm sure there's some racism somewhere in Pop-Tarts. We'll get to that later.
Oh, come on. No, not our Pop-Tarts. Oh.
Hello, Thomas. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Morning.
So you brought up the Kentucky Derby earlier, and I have a little bit of a trailer update for you guys. I hope I'm not showbizing you here, Rob.
No,
but,
go ahead.
I grew up, you know, born and raised in Kentucky. I have a bunch of friends and family that still live there, and they went to the Derby this weekend, and one of them actually got a picture with Travis Kelce, and Taylor was nowhere to be found.
Yes, I didn't have time for this story, but you're forcing us into the Travis Taylor trailer update.
Dare her.
Famous faces everywhere, rich folks with big reputations.
Going down trailer park, gonna waste up all the time.
Apple gossip day or night, people shouting, that guy's trailer.
Going down trailer park, so why don't get behind.
Any stories, no free bulls, make up stories, you think I'm.
So come on down to trailer park and meet two friends of mine.
Yes, and no surprise to anyone, this was actually a story that Travis Kelce. Oh, by the way, that's Travis and Taylor Trailer, get it? Social media made it up, not me, that Travis Kelce had the audacity to have his own life and go out and do things when his girlfriend can't. To the where was she question, well, she was getting ready to fly, which she's, I believe, doing now, or already has done, because she's in France starting on Thursday, I believe, to revisit her Eras tour. And she had the audacity to say, no, Trav, I've done enough of your sports stuff. I'm going to actually prepare for this little tour.
Right. Mm.
And by the way, he was not only at the Kentucky Derby, he was at the Grand Prix as well over the weekend.
Busy guy.
Yeah. And he's going to go places without her and vice versa. Woo. There's your update.
I feel like some people think that they just show up and do their shows. Like, she has a job. This is her career. She can't just always be out gallivanting, doing stuff with her boyfriend. She's got to prepare. A lot goes into it. She doesn't just show up day of. Here I am, ready to perform. There is so much that goes into it. I was reading about her workout schedule, which it's exhausting. I couldn't even retain all of it. But her trainer finally came out, and he's like, okay, I am her trainer, I'll out it. And he was just talking about how literally in his whole life of training people, no one comes close to her. Her dedication, the amount of time that she puts into it. So I'm thinking, if I would have saw that story, I'd be like, oh, she's working out. That's what's happening. Because the way he described what he puts her through and what she's willing to go through to be in the shape that she's in, this takes some dedication and time.
Especially, remember, she does like, three-hour shows.
Three-hour shows.
And it's just her. My understanding is there's no intermission. Swifties, you can correct me. I know you will. But either way, I mean, that's just nuts. And I don't care about either of these humans. They could evaporate tomorrow. It wouldn't affect my life at all. And I'm not here to defend anything or a lifestyle or whatever. But you know what? Even on private jets, flying around gets old. And maybe Taylor's like, dude, we've been jet setting all over the place. I got to fly over halfway across the world. Yes. I'm going to be flying for the next. Enough of your sporty sports.
There's FaceTime.
Yeah.
It's FaceTime.
Really? No, not during the Derby. No, not during the Grand Prix. I meant like later. And we're both in our rooms. Yeah. This is from No Name. Doesn't want his name here. He wrote in and said about the mariachi national anthem at the Alvarez fight in Vegas on Saturday night. It says, as someone who just saw and heard this for the first time, I was a 2016 Trump supporter. I keep an open mind to everything. I enjoyed how the national anthem was played by a mariachi band. I'm guessing I would be hated by both sides. Yes, join the club. We're all here for you. Welcome to our club. It is the overwhelming majority of America. We just don't have a voice.
Yeah.
Both sides hate us, as in both wacko extreme sides. And then more than a few people wrote in because I referenced the next big thing in boxing, which will be this Mike Tyson fight. It's an actually sanctioned fight. And Tyson, is he 57? Is he 59? Whatever. And the concern is that the kid he's fighting is a kid. He's like his early 30s. I don't know. Oh, but it's Jesus. July. I haven't researched it all. But people wanted to make sure we clarified it's Jake Paul.
Yeah, sorry. Right. That was my fault.
The little brother, is that right? Because somebody wrote in and said it's the little brother of Logan Paul.
Logan Paul is the little brother of Jake Paul, I think.
Okay, so Logan's the one fighting?
No, I think Jake's the one fighting.
Jake Paul fighting. Okay, so Jake Paul is Logan Paul's little brother. Because somebody wrote in and said it was Logan Paul's son. I know that's not right. It's the younger Paul brother. We'll get it clarified behind the scenes here in a moment.
Listen, of course, men of a certain age can be in fabulous shape. And not just for their age, just in fabulous shape. But this is why football players that are 40 are not going up against these guys that are just getting out of college that are like 20, 22, whatever it is. I mean, it's like you just can't move. I don't know. This frightens me because no matter what shape Mike Tyson is in, he's just not going to move like someone who's young.
Yeah, but
it's just not going to happen.
That's a blanket statement. That's a blanket stereotypical statement that would apply to most, I would even give you. But it doesn't apply to everybody. Tyson's going to kill this guy.
Absolutely.
He's going to kill this kid.
Oh, no.
Like, and I mean that quite
really?
Literally. And the example that Don just gave, there are cops my age out there chasing 20-year-olds. A lot of them win. You know the ones? Like Officer Pat, our security chief. He's my age, if you can believe it or not. He runs down these 20-year-old kids. He'll be the first to tell you a lot of his partners can't. But Tyson is that guy. Tyson is the Officer Pat of boxing, except Tyson's psychotic.
Yeah, and Tyson is 57, and Logan Paul is the older of the two. So, and Jake Paul is the younger, and he's the one going to be fighting Tyson.
Younger brother. And how old is Jake?
Jake, he was born in 97, so 1, 2, 3, carry
God.
The 5.
Carry
Jake
the 3
Paul,
is mid-20s.
Age,
yeah, I think it's 27.
He's literally half his age.
Okay, so not taken away from your point, but I'm talking about a comparison of the exacts, right? That I don't know if every single time that cop that is outrunning a 20-something-year-old, if that 20-something-year-old is as fit and has had the same training.
Right.
I'm talking apples to apples. Who really is going to win in that ring? And I would say more times than not, the younger guy. But I'll see to you guys with Tyson because
If it ain't Tyson, you're right. I don't know if these guys are all the same age.
Yeah.
Holyfield, pick any of those other guys that were huge in the 80s, really. All lose to Logan Paul. Not Tyson.
No. All right, okay.
So Jake Paul is, he's currently the WWE champion.
The WWE?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, so crossbreeding.
So this is like, and this is what people are saying, like that his credibility going into this fight. Don't people know that?
Wait, does he have any boxing experience?
Yeah, come on.
That's what I'm gonna look at.
He is gonna get killed.
Yeah, I believe he's boxed like some MMA fighters too, like some older like MMA fighters.
Has he won? Why is he always picking on the elderly? What is wrong with this kid?
Rob, anybody, and Dawn, the Rob, anybody, and Dawn show.